It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, earlier this evening, we told you about a Watauga police officer who had been fired, then rehired for something found on a website.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, we put the wrong Perrone's picture during the introduction to that story. And
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That should be another mistake there. The wrong person's story, picture after that story. And we apologize for that error, too.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ron Perrone. Yes, the e-brake is brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote at 888-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. Candidate number one comes to us from the ticker room. One Ty Walker. This week during Why Today Doesn't Suck, he thought after he heard the word maxi that he would do a joke series, and it didn't go over very well.
Although I grew up with a girl named Patty Maxi, no lie.
Sheesh.
Her last name was Maxi.
And what'd you call her?
Well, it was only on the first day of school when they would call out roll last name first that it was funny.
Yeah. Where she left, where she lived was a maxi pad?
Shut up, Ty.
I think that was funny.
I know you do. That's a problem.
What's the countdown?
What?
Five.
No, we're not done.
I guess it's
Hang
the Ty
on,
show. Let's give old Ty a call.
He was so anxious to get that out that he stammered at the beginning of that.
He had such gold that no one else had thought of.
Live and one more time.
Porky Pig in there.
Porky
Pig
did.
Although I grew up with a girl named Patty Maxi, no lie.
Sheesh.
Her last name was Maxi.
And what'd you call her?
Well, it was only on the first day of school when they would call out roll last name first that it was funny.
Yeah. Where she left, where she lived was a maxi pad.
Shut up, Ty.
I think that was funny.
I know you do. That's a problem.
What's the countdown?
What?
Five.
No, we're not done.
I guess it's
Hang
the
on,
Ty
Mino.
Show. Let's give old Ty a call.
There is Ty Walker. It's been a while since he's been up for an e-break.
I like Ty.
I like Ty, too. Ty Walker chicken. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Morning Musers. Gordon Keith.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah. Well, you actually had a good question. We're talking about godparents, but you had a hard time getting out the phrase god-grandparent.
Didn't we do? Aren't you my god-uncle?
I can be if you want.
That's weird.
I'm fine with that.
How do we have godparents, but nobody has great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-
You have a godfather have and a godmother.
You have god grandparents.
No. You just have godparents. That's why I've never heard of a god sister.
Yeah.
It's a stupid term.
I don't think anything with...
Unless God's okay with it.
God in it.
Yeah.
Except for then it's GD, very that's stupid.
Very not stupid.
What a conversation
that is.
Yeah, I know where you were headed there, but you kept putting the word great in there for some reason.
Well, God, great grandparents. I wanted to know if I'm still hung up on it. Because we have great grandparents, yeah. But has anyone ever had God, great grandparents?
Well, how about just God, grandparents?
Yeah, that too. Both of them.
Both of them. All right, one more time.
Didn't we do, aren't you my God uncle?
I can be if you want.
That's weird.
I'm fine with that.
How do we have godparents, but nobody has great grandparents?
You have a godfather
have
and a
god,
godmother.
You have god grandparents.
No. You just have godparents. That's why I've never heard of a god sister.
Well, yeah.
It's a stupid term.
I don't think anything with...
Unless God's okay with it.
God in it.
Yeah.
Except for then it's GD, very that's stupid.
Very not stupid. I love how you got hung up on the very confusing term God great parents.
God great parents.
Yeah, and that started with you wanted Craig to be your God uncle.
Yes. I think I consider him my God great uncle.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, you are candidate number two. Don't feel bad, though.
He's my God grandmother.
You're my God great grandson.
Jeez.
He's my God fairy godmother.
All right, already.
Yes. You're my fairy grandson.
Just know this. You are candidate number two in the emergency break of the week. The great Gordo is. And don't feel bad because I can't talk either when I was trying to tell you about my trip to Nationals Park. Where we were sitting, you could see some of D.C. in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not too far away from the Capitol, so you get that a bit of the backdrop, which helps make it.
What?
Helps make it a good place.
Because it was in D.C.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what to tell you. Outside of low-grade broadcasting, I just don't know what to tell you.
There was almost something Layla Ticker-ish about that.
Yeah, I was losing.
You petered out.
I've had this call for the last week, and I thought I was going to like totally lose my breath and start coughing, so I was trying to avoid that, and then forgot my train of thought, and just, yeah, it was a train wreck. Where we were sitting, you could see some of D.C. in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not too far away from the Capitol, so you get that a bit of the backdrop, which helps make it.
What?
Helps make it a good place.
Because it was in D.C.
See, Junior is just writing it out. You're there going, what? God almighty.
I was helping.
That is not helping. But that is an e-break. And those are your three candidates. Ty Walker Chicken, the great Gordo, or me, Giorgio. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Ty Walker Chicken.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to cast a vote for the most racist of musers, and shout out to all of our yellow P1s, Craig.
Yeah, we may hear that next week.
Too tense.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for my god sister, the god Gort Gato.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I've got Coco with me, George. I know you hate Coco's voice, so I'm going to let Coco sign my vote. You're welcome.
Who you vote for?
He's letting Coco sign the vote.
Which we can't hear.
Yeah.
No.
That's frustrating.
I gotcha. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, morning, boys.
Hey.
Hey.
I'd like to vote for Gordo's penile implant.
Okay. Thank you. He's trying to keep that private.
That's a lot of guys who voted for that.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'll vote for Ty Walker and shout out to Luke Flesh.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Hey, Craig, thanks for everything.
Hey, you bet.
Vaginal slice, warm one.
Oh, no. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
What about bread?
What about bread?
What about eggs? What about Gordo's small penis?
Yeah. I guess that's a Gordo vote. I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for chili sandwich loving Ty.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the way you vote right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, George. It's Coco.
What?
I need George to get me a maxi pad.
Okay. All right, thanks. Oh, gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
what happened?
He's out?
Yeah, I accidentally cut him off.
Oh, sorry about that. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, I'm up here with Randy White and McKinney and...
Impersonate the manster at your own risk.
Yes, he did vote Gordo, though, and that is a winner.
Hmm.
The first one to five is Gordon Keith.
Didn't we do, aren't you my god uncle?
I can be if you want.
That's weird.
I'm fine with that.
How do we have godparents, but nobody has great grandparents? God great grandparents.
You have a godfather and a godmother.
Do you have god grandparents?
No. You just have godparents. That's why I've never heard of a god sister.
Well, yeah.
It's a stupid term.
I don't think anything with...
Unless God's okay with it.
God in it.
Yeah.
Except for then it's GD, very that's stupid.
Very not stupid.
How many wins for the great Gordo?
75th win, 22 behind Norman Scatman. Hits
inflated stats.
75th. That's a big win.
That's a big number. Congratulations.
That is a big number.
God great parents.